listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
8-9-1 for the Lake Central Indians here in the top half of the fifth inning. They will send Jason Lamont, Max Pattison, Hunter Mahalik, the three due up for the Crown Point Bulldogs against Brandon Hozinski in line for the win here this afternoon. Top of the fifth, Frank Sprinkle alongside Dave Woodworth here on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. Hozinski, quick set to the belt, and the first pitch bounces over for ball one. Crown Point with four runs in the second inning, a run in the third, and four runs in the fourth. There's been a run for at least one team in the first four innings of this ball game. Now the pitch. In there, a called strike. The count 1-1. These two teams tomorrow at Lake Central High School in St. John, 4:30 with the first pitch. The 1-1. In the dirt, the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Now, say what you want about the Bulldogs scoring a lot of runs, and they've been playing a lot of small ball, bunts, stolen bases, you name it. Hozinski with the 1-1. Swung on, and a fly ball going foul to the left. Brandon Hozinski needs to get a lot of due here. I mean, if you look at Brandon, he has retired 7 in a row. He has not yielded a base runner since the second inning. Wasn't easy for Brandon in the first two innings. Gave up a run on 2 hits in the first. Gave up 2 hits in the second. 7 in a row shut down by the tall right-hander for the Bulldogs. Try to go inside with the breaking ball. 3-2. The count runs full to the eighth-place hitter for Lake Central. Lamont with the open stance. Hozinski set, slow set to the belt. Here's the pitch. Grounded to the right side and through in the right center field. A base hit. Leadoff single and 7 in a row shut down in order by the books for Brandon Hozinski. Max Pattison, the ninth place hitter, 0-for-1, due up. Max with a strikeout swinging in the second.
Up to bat, number 3, Max Pattison.
Second time we're seeing Max in the order here. You look at Crown Point, they have sent a good number of guys 3 times already. Swung on, and a high fly ball. Right center field, Luke Adams stopping in his tracks, holds it in for the first out. Backtracking the first, Lamont. So if you can join us here on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com, I'm Frank Sprinkle. To the softball diamond across the way tomorrow, the Maryville Pirates and the Crown Point Bulldogs in girls softball action, 4:30 the first pitch, 4:15 the pregame. Top of the order, and Hunter Mahalik due up as a pickoff throw to the first runner back. We're in the top of the fifth with the Crown Point Bulldogs holding on to a 9-1 lead. If they can score 2 without giving up a run here, they will win by virtue of the mercy rule. Swung on and miss. Mahalik, an 0-for-2 day. Fly out to left in the first, line out to third in the second. 0-1. Quick stretch. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball catches the outer half. 0-2 as Brandon Hozinski, with a runner at first, has not really had to work from the stretch here as of late. Quick stretch, here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right. Hozinski not really overpowering, only 2 strikeouts here this afternoon. Has done a fine job, only yielding 1 walk. The 0-2. Swung on and a high fly ball in the left center field. Charlie Patrick once again shielding the glove, makes the catch on the run. And there are 2 gone. The leadoff man retired for Lake Central in the fifth. Runner aboard. Bulldogs up 9-1. And Jared Lopez, the catcher, due up. Lopez, a 1-for-2 day. A base hit, an infield single in the first. Did come around and score as he took second on a wild pitch. Then Nisel, the on-deck hitter, brought him in on a single. Hozinski delivers and tries to go with the breaking ball, misses for ball one. Sun's starting to shade here a little bit at Crown Point High School. as night starts to fall on this spring evening. Two balls, no strikes. Gotta love spring. Not only is baseball back, but the days are longer as well. Gap out in right center between Adams and Patrick. Charlie Patrick in the field, but not as a hitter. Pitch misses inside, 3-0. Lopez can get on base. Nisel, the hitter. Slow stretch to the belt. The delivery inside, or actually catches the inside corner. Bob Schillinger, a little bit of a delay call. 3-1. Kaczynski works. Here's the delivery. Misses away for ball four. Only the second walk for Brandon Kaczynski today. Still has a comfortable 8-1 lead as Mason Boyd comes out to the mound. Nisel due up. A 1-for-2 day for Ben Nisel, the center fielder. 9-1.
Up to bat, number 10, Ben Nisel.
Come on, Ben.
So Nisel with the open stance. Pitch misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Two outs here in the top half of the fifth. Crown Point with a 9-1 lead. Kaczynski looks at the runner at second. The pitch hangs up there for a ball. 1-0 to count. Crown Point in their half of the fifth inning will send 9-1-2 with Will Kulcher to lead it off. Kaczynski looks at the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball right over for a strike, 1-2. Brandon has such great bite to his breaking ball, a curveball. And it is, and for anyone playing baseball, it's around this age that you can start developing a breaking ball. Now the runner caught off guard at second, and he is out. Caught it. Picked off at second. The was Jason Lamont, and he is retired 2-4 on the putout. And Crown Point still has a 9-1 lead, one hit, one man left on for Lake Central. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 9-1, the Bulldogs in front. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School for on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoo Sims.
So we invite you friends to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
Spring and summer's a great time to take the car out for a drive, and when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Soft Touch Car Wash. An even smarter move is to join the Unlimited Monthly Car Wash Club to keep your car clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor, Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs baseball on USA-365.com.
Will Kulcher to lead off the bottom of the fifth for the Crown Point Bulldogs, holding a commanding 9-1 lead here at Crown Point High School on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. Frank Sprinkle, Dave Woodworth here engineering the broadcast. Had some technical issues, but we're able to get on the air and bring you a very entertaining ball game from the home crowd standpoint. Kulcher fouls it off back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Kulcher drawing a walk in the second. Came around and scored in the set in that inning as well. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss. 0-2 the count. Twilight here in Crown Point. Here's the 0-2. On the outside corner, no question about it. Strike three as Dobis retires Culture, and there's one gone. So back to the top of the order for the Crown Point Bulldogs as Jake DeFreeze, fourth time up this afternoon. Two hits. Two for three on the afternoon.
A single,
a double. RBI and a run scored. DeFreeze swirls the bat, lays back, and tries to square the bunt instead outside for a ball. 1-0. Lake Central with two errors in the ball game here this afternoon. Now the pitch. This is again outside. 2-0. Here's the delivery out or inside, or actually catches the inside corner. A little bit of a delayed call. And the count 2-1. Crown Point's biggest margin of victory was 11 runs here this season as the pitch up and away, 3-1. Hanover Central on the road on March 28th, the opener, 13-2, the Bulldogs in commanding control of that one. Now to 3-1. Misses for ball four, so Dobis walks DeFreeze, and DeFreeze on for the third time this afternoon. Got to be impressed with how these Bulldogs are getting on base here this afternoon.
Number nine, Scott Burkle.
The key is just to get on base. We've had a few walks, of course, by Joe Graziano. Scott Burkle, the designated hitter, due up, and the pitch catches the outside corner strike, 0-1. Burkle hitting for Charlie Patrick. Now, Patrick, of course, in the field. Kind of funny how the designated hitter works in high school baseball. You can DH for any positional player you choose. It doesn't have to be the pitcher. In this case, Patrick, a right fielder. Dobis looks over and goes back to first. A right-handed hurdler has to look over his shoulder. Now, for softball, they do have a rule that is exactly alike. It's the equivalent of the designated hitter, but it's called the designated player. The 0-1 as the runner takes off, the throw down, not in time, sliding head first to freeze, and he's in scoring position for Crown Point. Crown Point continuing to be very aggressive on the base pads here this afternoon. Anyway, getting back to the softball designated player, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, but the designated player is the equivalent of the designated hitter. You can have somebody else hit in place of another positional player. Of course, that is the term for softball. Dobis looks to DeFreeze, two looks over. Now the pitch outside for a ball, 2-1, as the catcher, Lopez, comes out to the mound. There are light towers here at Crown Point. No reason for them to take effect at this point. We will have one Bulldog night game, one baseball night game. That will be in a few weeks, the first Friday in May. 2-1. Swung on and fouled off right above our heads. 2-2 the count. Got a few people with lawn chairs down the left field line. A lot of people, when they come here to Crown Point High School, they normally don't elect to sit in the bleachers. The 2-2. Down low, 3-2. They elect for the box seats. Not necessarily the cheap seats, but the box seats. Bring some lawn chairs, sit right close to the dugout. Got a few people in red just standing and sitting right adjacent to the Crown Point dugout, third base side. Dobis, a high stretch, two looks to DeFreeze, now goes to the plate. Swung on and fouled down the left field line. Coming over is Patterson. He will see a drop. Big foul ground here at Crown Point, and the count still 3-2 with one out and the Bulldogs holding on to a 9-1 lead. At Crown Point with 9 runs here in the ball game today. Here's the delivery. This is down low for ball 4, so not your typical performance from the Lake Central Indians. If Lake Central is going to lose, they're normally going to make it pretty competitive. If you look at their lone loss this season in the conference, they lost to the Chesterton Trojans. That was a 2-1 loss on April the 4th at Lake Central. So runners first and second, and Josh Lindeman can win the game if he can just bring in these two. Pitch fouled off. 9-1, the Bulldogs with the lead. We do have the mercy rule in effect for this ball game. All the Bulldogs need is two runs, and they will win by virtue of that mercy rule. Nine, 10, and 0 for the Bulldogs. 1-5-2 for the Indians. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss in the dirt. 0-2 with one out. Don't forget to check out USA-365.com. I'll have a recap story on this game later on. Runners take their leads, first and second. Dobis, a couple looks to the runner at second to freeze. Now the freeze starts to head off. Both runners head off, and the pitch fouled off to the right. The hit and run was on. It's another example of small ball that you see, and that's the style of the Crown Point Bulldogs. They just want to find ways to get on base. Dobis has the sign that he wants, looks to DeFreeze at second, a second look, a quick look, now a third look, now a quick delivery to the plate, and misses tight. 1-2 the count. If Lindeman can get on base, Luke Adams will step into the box. One out, a 1-2 count to Lindeman, the second baseman of the Bulldogs, and in the dirt, the count goes to 2-2 with one out here in the top half, in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Mentioning the mercy rule for those new to our high school baseball coverage, regulation for high school baseball and softball, 7 innings. So this, two looks at a runner at second to freeze. Second look, a long look. Now steps off the mound. Looks like the softball game might have ended, seeing some softball players making their way to the parking lot on the north end of the facility. Runners take off. The pitch grounded up the middle to his left bandor. Steps on the back for one on the first in-time double play. It'll go 6-4-3 on the twin killing. And the Lake Central Indians get themselves out of a jam. Crown Point leaves a runner at base. No hits, no runs. We go to the top of the sixth. Crown Point with a 9-1 lead over Lake Central. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant for the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes, and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We've got a new sports connection with Dade Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to Crown Point High School, where the Bulldogs holding a 9-1 lead as Brandon Hazinski working his sixth inning of work. And a very comfortable Brandon Hazinski. Tiptoes the third base side of the rubber, quick delivery, and the pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. The sun has not quite set, but it is not providing light to the diamond. Maybe some light, deep in left field, but it is a shade as far as the field is concerned. High towering pop-up to the right side. Lindemann on the cut of the outfield grass makes the catch. And one out, retired Ben Neisel. So one gone here in the six.
Up to bat number one, Nick Van Der
Vaart. I'll bring up Nick Mandura. Mandura, 0 for 2 day. Right-handed hitter going up against Brandon Hazinski, well in line for the swing, and sure enough, the sun comes back out. It's actually the clouds are blocking the sun, and a high towering pop-up. Left side of the infield, whose call on the on foul ground left side? It's Kulcher just inside the line. He makes the catch for out number two. So two up, two gone, and that is how it has been for the most part ever since the third inning.
Chris Bundage.
Hazinski and company having no trouble getting these Lake Central hitters out. So Chris Fundich stepping into the box, and the first pitch in there, a called strike. It's 0-1. Fundich an 0-for-2 day, a flyout and a groundout. Quick stretch for Hazinski. Pitch fouled off in the screen, protecting everybody here as it was a sharp foul, 0-2. Brandon looking to get the Bulldogs out of this inning and closer to what would be their seventh win of the season. He's pitched very well, time called at the plate. And he's done a good job mixing his pitches. Not overpowering, but he's done a fine job with that breaking ball. It's almost as if it's a 12-6 breaking ball. Has a lot of bite to it. 0-2. Swung on and missed, and that was a nice breaking ball from Brandon Hazinski. Strikeout takes care of Fundich. 1-2-3 go to Lake Central Indians in their half of the sixth. Bottom half coming with the Crown Point Bulldogs leading 9-1 over the Lake Central Indians. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
Hosting a party, shower, or business meeting? Let the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant do the cooking for you. They offer catering packages serving groups from 8 to 12 or 16 to 20 people. Their catering menu includes fish, chicken, pasta, side dishes, salads, and vegetables. You can also choose from a variety of delicious breakfast or luncheon selections at an affordable price. Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point and learn more how they can cater your next gathering. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Kroll to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.thebreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Back at Crown Point High School, the third pitcher of the inning for the Lake Central Indians. We saw Graziano, a senior, start this game. We saw coming into relief on his part in the fourth inning, Dobis, a sophomore. Now a junior, a southpaw, the second left-hander used by the Indians this afternoon. Marty Ewing, number 15, a pitcher and an outfielder, and he will face Luke Adams. So the Crown Point Bulldogs, a right-handed hitter, a left-handed pitcher. Adams, a slender frame, not a big guy. The first pitch, swung on off the end of the bat, and lined in the right center field over the head of London, and a leadoff single for Luke Adams here in the sixth. Adams with his second hit of the ball game. He's 2-for-4. Mason Boyd, the catcher, the on-deck hitter. Boyd has scored two runs here this afternoon.
Bat number 10, Mason Boyd.
Boyd, 1-for-3 day. Had a double in the second. Pitch off the plate outside. 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Mason Boyd. some of the crowd starting to leave. The softball game coming to an end here against the Valparaiso Vikings. Always busy during the week, during the spring here at Crown Point. Fouled off to the right and off the screen, right to the side of the dugout. Brandon Hazinski, who has pitched brilliantly this afternoon, in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch from Ewing, way upstairs with the breaking ball. Crown Point, you take a look at their games this season. This is, if they can score one run, not necessarily win it by mercy, but if they can score at least one run here, this will be the second time they will have scored double-digit figures in points. This is the pitch. High-towering pop-up, and this is going to drop foul right in front, right across the screen. This is the fourth time the Crown Point Bulldogs have scored at least nine runs in a ball game, but they've only scored double-digits runs. We mentioned the opener, March 28th, against Hanover Central on the road. They defeated Harrison on April 8th, 9-2. As well as Portage on April 13th, 9-3. Runner takes off, and the pitch grounded right to Ewing. Runner out at first as Mason Boyd retired. 1-3 on the putout. Does move in the second. Luke Adams. Adams at second, and Brandon Hazinski, who, I would have to say, if you're going to look at a player of the game, yeah, you could look at him as for player of the game. Two hits, 2 for 3 to this point, couple of runs, and an RBI double, as well as getting it done on the mound, shutting down a tough Lake Central lineup. And now time called at the plate. Crown Point in their white jersey tops with white slacks, red stirrups, red hats. One out, 9-1, Bulldogs with the lead. And the pitch catches the outside corner, a strike. Crown Point wearing the sleeveless uniforms. There are sleeves, but it's more of a vest. With a red undershirt looking. The 0-1. Grounded right back up the middle, and up with it is Bandura on the first in time. A hard grounder that went past the mound. Hazinski, 2 for 4, called out on a 6-3 putout. It does move the runner into third in Luke Adams. Rocky Beebe steps up. Beebe has been on base twice, actually three times, but only has one official at bat. He's 1 for 1, had a single in the third. However, he reached base on a walk in the second and then on an E6, which scored 2 runs in the fourth inning. 0-1 to Rocky. The wind blowing briskly out toward left field, not as hard as it was on Saturday. Here's the 0-1. Chopped to the left side, a soft roller, up with the ball, Lamont on the first in time, and that will do it for the Bulldogs in their half of the sixth inning. They do get a hit, leave a runner on, score none. We go to the seventh. Last call for the Lake Central Indians, Crown Point up 9-1. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM. Which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth WFLM.
listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Brandon Hudzinski has gone coast to coast at this point, yet he is on, is three outs away from going completely the distance, looking for the complete game win. Very comfortable. The Crown Point Bulldogs leading 9-1. 9-11-0 for the Bulldogs. 1-5-2 for the Indians. Crown Point and Lake Central, this is the first of two home and home. They will meet at in St. John tomorrow at the beautiful Lake Central High School. A renovated Lake, actually not a renovated, a new building literally was there a couple months ago right before the basketball season came to an end. A nice building, state-of-the-art, and well overdue for the Tri-Town community of St. John, where Lake Central is, as well as St. John, Cherville, and Dyer. So Hudzinski looking for that complete game win. Tyler Frank, the designated hitter in the box. Frank with the open stance. Here's the delivery in the dirt, 1-0. Mason Boyd, the catcher of Brandon Hudzinski here this afternoon. Some gray clouds visible in the distance, but a streak of white of blue fouled off to the right. 1-1. The Lake Central Indians, they will drop to 7-4 and 3-2 in the DAC. I mentioned their other loss in the DAC, Lake Central, that is, was to Chesterton. Fouled off to the right. The count's going to go 1-2. A very aggressive Crown Point team here this afternoon, especially on the base pass, the bases, taking advantage of every which way to get guys on and move them about. Strategic baseball on the part of the Bulldogs. The 1-2 pitch foul tip at the plate on a breaking ball. Still a ball and two strikes. Hudzinski once again utilizing his breaking ball well. That is his bread and butter pitch. Hudzinski looking to the stance of Mason Boyd, has what he wants, stretches to the letters, here it is. Chops softly to the left and foul down the line. Crown Point after tomorrow will get 6 days off.
I say Tyler.
I think that's Kyle's belly.
Seven and four would be mightily impressive for the Crown Point Bulldogs, to say the least. The 1-2 catches the outside corner, a fastball, and that's strike three and one gone as Tyler Frank retired on strikes. So if one out, that will bring up Bradley Loden, the second baseman. Loden looking to keep, as best as he can, keep the inning alive by getting on base. Or actually, check that, we have Dennis Collier. So we do have a pitch hitter for the Lake Central Indians, Dennis Collier. Collier, a senior wearing number 11. Down low 2-0. Well, sometimes in a game, in any sport, whenever a team is down considerably or up, you'll give other guys a chance, and that is clearly what the Lake Central Indians under Mike Schwartzentruber trying to do here. The 2-0. Swung on and miss. Fastball 2-1. I mentioned Mike Schwartzentruber, the first-year head coach of the Lake Central program coming over from Bloomington. The 2-1. Down low 3-1. Wind blowing out toward left field on this twilight evening here in Crown Point. The ball knocked down at third by Coulter. Grip with the ball quickly on the first, will not have a play. It's going to go as an infield single. It was a hard hit ball, took a hop. Coulter able to knock it down. Was able to attempt to throw it over to first, but not in time. So it'll go as an infield single. Double play can end the game, and the Bulldog defense will be at double play depth on the middle infield. So another pitch hitter as Justin Graves comes on. And Graves looks at ball one. Now the best part about baseball, for the most part, you can lose a game like this and just say, get them tomorrow. And that's the case in all likelihood for the Lake Central Indians here today. In there for a called strike, 1-1. Not to say that you want to lose any sport. The 1-1. Grounded to the left side and through pass culture at third as it goes in the left field. So Lake Central not going quietly as of yet. Two back-to-back hits and two aboard for the Indians here in the seventh inning. Anyway, if you take a look at all sports, football arguably is the toughest to lose because that's only once a week. You prepare hard during the week, and football does require a lot of preparation, practice, and film study. There's the pitch as stepping into the batter's box. We have a new pitch hitter as it is Giovanni Lopez. Lopez, the bottom of the order, filled with pitch hitters. Basketball and hockey, you might play back-to-back games. Baseball, you do have quite a bit, a number of back-to-back games. Obviously, it's different from the pros. It's not a series. But in the case of the Lake Central Indians, they're going to get some... Oh, they're going to get plenty of time. They're not going to get much time to digest this. Pitch in the dirt, 1-1. You know Lake Central will be ready tomorrow. Activity for the Bulldogs. Right-hander warming up down the right field line. Kaczynski with a comfortable 9-1 lead. Runners take their lead. Collier, the lead runner at second. The runner at first, Graves. And here's the 1-1. Misses away, two balls and a strike. Kaczynski may be feeling fatigue here in the seventh. It's been a good effort for Brandon Kaczynski here this afternoon. From the stretch, here's the 2-1. Swung on and miss, a fastball, two balls, two strikes. While Kaczynski is... maybe showing signs of fatigue. There's not a lot of pressure here. You do have two runners aboard, but you do lead it by eight. Here's the delivery as the count goes full to 3-2. Certainly Brandon Kaczynski, his teammates, Steve Schreier, Matt McCaleb, would love to see him get the complete game win. Pitch fouled off to the left and out of play. And dropping a non-souvenir for somebody. Remember, non-souvenir, you have to give it back. Three and two the count as Kaczynski looks to the runner at second. Here it is. Swung and miss at a breaking ball. Two strikeouts in the inning for Brandon. He gets the ninth place hitter, Lopez on a pitch hitting rule. Giovanni Lopez, that is, number nine. And back to the top of the order for the Indians, down to their final out. No pitch hitter here. Hunter Mahalik due up, the right fielder. Hunter 0-3 against Brandon here this afternoon. And the first pitch lined in the left field. That ball's hit pretty deep. BB going back, and he cannot make the play. That's going to bring in one run. Coming in is Collier. Graves right behind him. The throw in, and sliding in head first with a triple. It's Hunter Mahalik. Two runs come in. It is a 9-3 lead for the Crown Point Bulldogs, and it looks that's going to be it for Brandon Kaczynski. Steve Schreier emerging from the third base dugout, looking to the bullpen, and the motion made for the right-hander to come in relief of Brandon Kaczynski. So, breaking the action, we'll take a timeout. 9-3, the Bulldogs with the lead. Two outs here in the seventh. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Indiana. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Brandon Hazinski, very impressive through 6 2/3 innings. Will not get the complete game, however, a great effort from Brandon Hazinski. However, it'll be up to Grayson Lake to get the final out here in this one. The Crown Point Bulldogs with a 9-3 lead. They've been in command since the second inning over the Lake Central Indians. A crucial DAC matchup for both squads. And the Crown Point Bulldogs will depend on Grayson Link to come on and try to end it. It is not a safe setting. It is a 6-1 lead for the Bulldogs. So stepping up, it looks like we have another pitch hitter as Hunter Zahorski. It's going to be Hunter Zahorski, number 16, stepping into the box. So Zahorski, a pitch hitter to meet Grayson Link. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. Link, high stretch. Now comes set to the letters. Here's the delivery. Upstairs at the helmet, 1-0. Crown Point will improve to 7-4 and 4-1 in the DAC with that last out. Here's the delivery from Ty in the pitch, or Grayson Link, I should say. Down low, 2-0. Crown Point off on the road tomorrow. We will be back here, however, for the softball matchup, our first of 6 softball games against the Maryville Pirates. Link's delivery and catches the inside corner, a called strike. 2-1 as Grayson looking for the last out here. Patient against the pitch hitter of the Lake Central Indians in Zahorski. High stretch. Now Grayson comes set to the letters. A tight stretch. Here it is. This is in the dirt. 3-1. 3-1 to count. The outfield playing deep. A baby Adams and Patrick left to right in the outfield. Culture in the freeze. Left side of the infield. Diamond third to short. Lindemann and Fernelli. Right side second to first. And Link, the second pitcher to be used against with Mason Boyd, his catcher.
Right.
Goes inside and tight. Ball four. As Zahorski draws ball four. Runners at the corners. Not many base runners to show for the Lake Central Indians here today. They have left in all 4 guys on base through the first 6 innings. Ben Neisel steps into the box. No pitch hitter. Neisel a 1-for-3 day as Grayson Link. Pitch misses down low for a ball. 1-0. Black clouds, or not black clouds, more like a mixture of gray and white clouds starting to settle in here in Crown Point. Blocking the sun. The 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. And McCaleb coming out, talking to the relief right-hander. A tall, slender reliever is Grayson Link. Of course, remember Grayson Link, 6'5", 190 pounds, one of the quarterbacks for the Crown Point Bulldogs. We saw him during the football season. Now, from this vantage point, we're not used to seeing Grayson, obviously, during the football season with shoulder pads and all on, but you look at Grayson, very tall, 6'5", 190 pounds. Pretty good build for a pitcher. And McCaleb going back to the dugout, trying to instruct Grayson Link to get the last out here and send the Bulldogs to Lake Central tomorrow and all of the faithful happy. From the stretch, now sets to the letters, Grayson Link, runner's bluff, and the pitch catches the outside corner, a call strike, 2-1. Boy, what a win this will be for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Never easy against Lake Central Indians. From the letters, here's the pitch. Line in the center field, and that's going to one hop in front of Adams. Coming in to score is Mihalik. He scores standing up. It's a 9-4 game. Crown Point still with a comfortable lead, but always in baseball, the final out is the last. Single to center, RBI for Neisel. Three runs here for the Lake Central Indians, who had not scored a run until this inning. Their previous run was the first inning. And now Mason Boyd going out to talk to the pitcher, Grayson Link. Crown Point with still a commanding lead at 9-4. Even if they were to load the bases, it would not bring the tying run on base as Nick Mandura steps into the box. Mandura opens stance. Link from the stretches to the letters. Here's the delivery. Upstairs, a ball 1-0. There is activity for the Bulldogs down the left field line in their bullpen. A righty warming up if needed. Once again, not a save setting for Grayson Link. Although he is trying to shut the door on the Lake Central Indians, trying to get that one last out. Here's the 1-0. In there for a called strike. A ball and a strike to count.
They say one.
Even though the Bulldogs do hold a five-run lead, you can still feel some of the tension here, a little bit of tension here at Crown Point. Hasn't been easy. 1-1. Misses away. Two balls and a strike. Grayson Link looking into Mason Boyd's stance. Has what he wants. Comes set. Looks to the runner at second. Runners first and second. They take their lead from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Foul back. And now Lake Central down to their last strike at 2-2 with two outs in the inning. Lake Central did lead this ball game at 1 point. That was for an inning and a half. They led 1-0, scoring a run early. Crown Point would then come around and score four runs in the second. And from that point, never look back, adding more runs along the way. Link from the stretch. Here's the 2-2 pitch with two outs. Grounded to the left side. Up with it, the third baseman. Coulter steps on the bag for the easy force. And you can call it a ball game and put the exclamation point next to a Bulldog W here at Crown Point High School. The Crown Point Bulldogs victorious at home, defeating the Lake Central Indians. The final score here, 9-4. The Bulldogs prevail, and they improve their overall mark to 7-4, 4-1 in the DAC. On the flip side of the coin, the Lake Central Indians fall to 7-4 themselves, 3-2 in the conference. The first of a home and home for these two squads. One more remains for the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Lake Central Indians. That is tomorrow in St. John. But as far as today, 9-4 Crown Point with the win over Lake Central. Both teams out shaking hands. And we'll take a timeout. We'll come back with a brief post-game wrap. The Crown Point Bulldogs win it here at home, 9-4 over the Lake Central Indians. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM. Which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, The Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, the website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Welcome back to Crown Point High School as the sun starts to gradually set to the west. And for the Crown Point Bulldogs, it couldn't be shining more brightly as the Bulldogs, with a 9-4 win, wasn't easy. Factor in the Lake Central Indians and the fact, too, that the Crown Point Bulldogs had to really fight tooth and nail, especially in that seventh inning, to pick up the win, but they do so here this afternoon. The final totals for the game here this afternoon for the home and victorious Crown Point Bulldogs, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. For the Lake Central Indians, the visiting but defeated Lake Central Indians, 9 hits and 2 errors. The winning pitcher this afternoon, very deserving of it, Brandon Hazinski, going 6 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 6 strikeouts, as well as 2 walks. On the flip side of the coin, the loss against a tough customer, Joe Graziano, one of the more well-known pitchers throughout high school baseball here in Northwest Indiana. The Southpaw could not even go 4 innings. He went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 9 runs, 7 of them were earned, and 9 hits. The Crown Point Bulldogs quickly were able to score 4 runs, actually a run in each of the three straight innings. They were able to score runs in the second inning, a fourth spot, a run in the third, and then four in the fourth. That's how they got their 9 runs. On the flip side of the coin, the Lake Central Indians, they were able to tally 1 in the first, as well as 3 in the seventh. So the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Lake Central Indians, they will resume hostilities tomorrow, and their rivalry continues at St. John. And who knows what that's going to bring about. Crown Point, very impressive here, although you know Lake Central has a chip on their shoulder. The Lake Central Indians and the Crown Point Bulldogs will meet in St. John, first pitch at 4:30, with these two teams meeting for the second time in back-to-back days. We, on the other hand, will be here tomorrow. The Crown Point Bulldogs in softball action will take on the Maryville Pirates. My goodness, it's rivalry week here on USA-365.com for the Crown Point Bulldogs. The Bulldogs in softball action tomorrow against the Maryville Pirates. Certainly good to get back on the softball diamond and see the girls' softball program. Also a new head coach this year for the Crown Point Bulldogs. You'll want to join us for that. The Maryville Pirates, the Crown Point Bulldogs, softball action here at Crown Point, 4:30 the first pitch, 4:15 with the pregame show here on these internet radio stations, USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. And, hey, listen, this broadcast could not be made without the help of our sponsors, so right now, let us thank those that made tonight's broadcast possible. Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs baseball on Indiana-sports.com and USA-365.com, brought to you by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, serving the best breakfast in the area at 1312 North Main Street, next to the Dairy Queen in Crown Point. Also specializing in catering, small to medium-sized groups. Call them at 219-661-1800. Oil and Go at Soft Touch Car Wash, keeping your car lubricated and clean at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point. Their website is at oilandgowash.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, and the Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals, and the all-new WFLM, the world's finest listening music 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. That's BREEZ.com. And certainly want to thank our sponsors. I'm Frank Sprinkle. I want to thank quickly before we depart here, Dave Woodworth, for helping me out here. We had some technical issues with the getting our live broadcasts on, but we were able to do that. Special thanks to Dave Woodworth, our executive producer of these broadcasts. The president of Meyer Multimedia Services is John Meyer. Don't forget, go to USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. Mark Smith with his various Renegade polls as well as stories. You'll want to chime in. USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. Until tomorrow, it is softball between the Bulldogs and the Pirates. We'll be on at 4:30. We'll be on actually at 4:15 with the pregame show. 4:30 with the first pitch between the Bulldogs and the Pirates here at home. It's softball from Crown Point. In the meantime, for everybody I mentioned, I'm Frank Sprinkle. Have a good evening. Go Bulls. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So long, everybody. Have a pleasant evening.